From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Garrett Giles. Continuing budget difficulties at the University of Missouri may mean cuts to programs and positions in Columbia. KBIA's Nathan Lawrence explains.
Interim Chancellor of the University of Missouri's Columbia campus, Hank Foley, sent an all-campus email Wednesday afternoon saying that though the university is working toward plans for future financial security, it's still facing a $20 million budget shortfall in fiscal year 2017. To address this, Foley says the school plans on pulling money from reserve funds across the university, but the message also signaled additional cuts would likely be coming, saying administration is, quote, working diligently every day to identify areas where we can avoid duplication of services, enhance efficiencies, and realize cost savings, unquote. Foley also acknowledged that these cuts will, quote, represent real programs, projects, and in some cases, people who are a part of the university family. Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News, Columbia.
The three appointees for the University of Missouri System's Board of Curators all say they're concerned about a financial crisis. Today's Senate committee hearing comes after Governor Eric Greitens withdrew former Governor Jay Nixon's curator appointments earlier this year. Statements by the appointees focus primarily on the system's flagship campus in Columbia. Jamie Farmer, a Republican, says she wants to work on enhancing Mizzou's brand and reputation.
I think we're having a pride issue at the university. And so I think that part of my role is to make those current students or those alumni feel more pride in putting on a University of Missouri hat.
Farmer cited a recent Forbes article that ranks Mizzou 216th on a list of the nation's top colleges. Senators are expected to vote on the appointees next week. Addison's Grill is one step closer to opening a second location. The Columbia City Council voted unanimously Monday to approve plans for a 6,800-square-foot restaurant in southern Columbia. The Planning and Zoning Commission initially rejected the plans in January, but the most recent submission included adjustments to ease traffic flow for a nearby residential area. One of the restaurant's three owners, Adam Dushoff, says the current plan was drawn to protect the subdivision behind the property.
We're not actually arguing with them that their concerns are not valid. We merely hold that we will do everything we can to limit and mitigate there being, you know, traffic through their neighborhood from our business.
Dushoff says construction could begin by the end of 2017. Missouri's biggest cities and counties have banded together to track the prescription and sale of opioids. St. Louis County, the city of St. Louis, and several other counties have their own prescription drug monitoring program set to go online next month. Missouri is the only state without such a system, thanks largely to the efforts of a Republican state senator who has concerns about patient privacy and the potential for health records to be hacked. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says such systems have been effective in other states at reducing opioid overdose deaths, overprescribing, and pill shopping. Garrett Giles, KBIA News, Columbia.